care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock staff, you'll have the assurance that assistance will be there when you need it. I invite you to explore all of the benefits assisted living can offer. In Oskaloosa, contact Maple Ridge for assisted living and memory care. And now we're ready for football. It's homecoming in court. The Wayne Falcons couldn't be happier to be at home. This is the first home game of the season. In fact, Wayne is the last team in the state to play at home this season. They come into the game with a 2-2 record, 1-1 in District 5 action. And as mentioned, it's homecoming. Congratulations, Queen Mandy Gassman. And special congratulations to King, C.D. Kunze, injured linebacker for the Falcons, out for the season with an ACL tear. Couldn't have a class here. Homecoming King, though. Then, C.D., congratulations. But all the festivities are done. The toilet paper has been largely cleaned up. The awards have been handed out, and we're ready for football. Wayne hopes to get back on track tonight against a winless Moravia team. Clayton Kiefer, the Falcon junior tailback, by himself has outrushed in total offense. The Mohawks have 602 yards. Clayton has 670. He scored 98 points. They're 74. And tonight, especially Dylan Lane back in the lineup of the Falcons, and he is back at quarterback. Filled in admirably was Trent Moore, and we might see some of Trent tonight. The coaches are, or the captains, including Kunze, are heading out to center field for the ceremonial coin toss. The actual one, again, already has happened. But the Falcons looking to start their second season tonight and hopefully can get things rolling. A four-game road trip to begin the season. I had never even heard of anything like that, but now we're home. It never felt better. The field never looked better, and we're just a few minutes away from football. We'll give you the Cordon State Bank starting lineups for Moravia. Number 69, defensive tackle Quentin Castile. At defensive back, number 1, Avery Waybill. Number 14, defensive back Briar Cochran. Number 25, defensive end J.J. Johnson. Number 30, linebacker Tristan Cormany. And number 35, linebacker Gunnar Miller. And number 44, defensive end Scott Close. Number 73, defensive tackle Dayton Fears. That's your Cordon State Bank starting lineup for the Moravia Mohawks. And now for the Wayne Falcons. The offense was introduced. Number 3, Carson Kiefer, the sophomore getting a start. Number 4, Trent Carpenter at wideout. Number 10, Clayton Kiefer, the district's leading rusher. The Falcons will be receiving the opening kickoff, the Chambers and Ruff Law Firm kickoff coming up just momentarily. At quarterback for the Falcons, number 12, returning senior co-captain Dylan Lane. At left guard, number 24, Blade Baker. Tight end is number 44, Tyler Jamison. Center, number 45, Tate Van Dyne. And at the right guard, and he needs it, number 68, senior co-captain Evan Sinclair. Those are your Cordon State Bank starting lineups. And we are a minute and a half away from the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff to begin this game. Falcons looking to get back on the winning track. They started the season with a win, a loss, a win, and a loss. And so it's our time for a win. It's homecoming. We're playing a Moravia team that's struggling. Any of you who follow the B.C. Moore statistical rankings, there are 64 eight-player teams in the state of Iowa right now entering the game. Wayne is ranked number 38 of those 64, and Moravia is 63rd. So heavy favorites. It's home. It's homecoming. We get the ball to begin the game. Falcons in their black home uniforms for the first time this season. Moravia with gray pants, white jerseys with gray numerals and blue helmets, the Mohawks. Ball is on the tee. We're ready for the Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. Back deep for the Falcons, as usual, Clayton Keeper and Trent Carpenter. Falcons will be moving from left to right. A little squib kick into the center of the field. Nobody's getting on it. Falcons do fall on the ball at about the 28-yard line. No return. I think maybe Carson fell on that one. So the Falcons will begin on their own 28. No score, 2 seconds into the game. Falcons hoping to score early and often. Lane in a pistol formation. Takes it, pump fakes, throws long. Carpenter's there, complete! At inside the 20, makes the move, and he's in the end zone! Touchdown, Falcons! Great pass by Lane, great catch and move by Carpenter, and bammo, just like that, into the house, Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. 13 seconds into the game, the Falcons lead 6-0. Actually, it's 11 seconds, because there were two on the kick. 11 seconds for the play. He ran 52 yards in 11 seconds. He needs to work on that for track, Coach. And there'll be a penalty on the PAT attempt against the Falcons. Touchdown, though, of 52 yards at 11:47 of the first quarter. And now the kicking tee is on the 20 or the 15. Low snap. The kick is high enough, and it's good. Welcome back, Dylan Lane. So we're 13 seconds into the game. Lane leads 7-0. Wow, that's the way to start homecoming. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They've got a full line of respiratory mobility and accessibility products. Let Hammer help you or your loved ones with home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Special halftime guest coming up. You won't want to miss it. We'll have an extended halftime due to the homecoming ceremonies, introduction of the royalty, etc., and Queen Mandy Gassman and her attendant, Olivia Burns, Brennan Banks, and Scotland Bunnell on the east end zone overlooking the plays. And we are set for Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. Courtesy the right foot of Dylan Lane. Ball is teed at the 30. And here we go. Coming up, and a little squib, onside attempt, but it's not going to make it 10 yards, 9 yards, and flag ball. So Moravia will have the ball at Wayne's 39-yard line. So from the Falcon 39, Moravia puts the ball in play for the first time. And hit right away, and maybe a small gain forward. Number 35, it looked like, Gunnar Miller. We'll call it second and 10. He gained a little bit, but some would say second and 9. I'm calling it second and 10. It's a good 9 yards and 2 feet. But 11:13 to go in the first quarter. Second and long for Moravia. Pitch back and trouble there. Blown up. That play was, Dylan Lane was all over it in the backfield. Tackle for a loss. J.J. Johnson on the carry for the Mohawks, but Lane snipped that out, and the ball is back at the Moravia 35. It'll be third in a bunch. He doesn't have to call him Johnson, but that was a big loss on the play. Six. Third down. Running in motion is Miller, dropping back, throwing to the right side, incomplete. And that'll bring up fourth down for Moravia. Fourth down, and looks like maybe a punter is coming in. Not sure yet who their punter is. And Carpenter standing at his own 11, awaiting to punt. Long count. Snap is clean. The punt is high. It's toward the near sideline, not even giving Carpenter a chance. And will be spotted at the 23. So, three and out. Falcon defense holds. Thanks to a great Western Bank, great play by Dylan Lane. An incomplete pass and nothing much on a first down run. So from their own 23, Wayne runs their second offensive play. It's a handoff to Clayton Keeper on the left side. He's got around the corner, runs over a man and gets out near midfield. Let's see where it's marked. Marked just shy of the field strike. Gain of 17 on the play. And that is a decent pharmacy first down at the 10:05 mark of the first quarter. So from their own 39 and two-thirds. Kiefer again in motion. Fakes the handoff, and it's a quarterback draw. Lane on the right side. One man gets around the corner. One to beat. Stiff arm, stays in bounds. Touchdown, Dylan Lane. Dylan Lane, 41-yard run. He's to the house. That's Judd Ranch House. So the first drive took one play. That drive took two. At this pace, by the end of the game, we'll have four or five plays per drive. 9:40 to go. This little shake here on the kick, but it is good. So at 9:40, the PAT is good. Wayne leads 14-0 over Moravia. We're just getting started, folks. We've got a spy out there watching a big game of importance to Falcon fans. As HLV Victor playing at Twin Cedars tonight, and we're going to get scoring updates as they happen, but I'm not sure they could happen much faster than this. We're 2 minutes and 20 seconds into the game. Wayne's had the ball twice, scored two touchdowns, and lead 14-0 at the 9:40 mark in the first quarter. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today, 774-5822. Betty Hanson of Hanson's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff. Number two by Dylan Lane coming up. As the ball is in the air, it's driven deep end over end into the end zone. Touchback, his ninth of the season. He leads the district. Dylan Lane on kickoff. Falcon. So Moravia will get the ball at their own 15. 9:40 to go, quarter number one. Wayne on a beautiful homecoming night from the sailing field in Corydon, Iowa, leads Moravia 14-0. Carson Key for the Falcon nose guard digs in, comes straight up the gut, trying to put some pressure. Oh, the screen pass, and it might work. A little bit of room and caught from behind by Tate Van Dyne. So a nine-yard pickup on the first down play with the tackle by Van Dyne from behind. .03 to go. Quarter number one. Wayne leading 14-0. Moravia with the ball. Handoff is going to be stopped short. Baker and Carson Kiefer. Baker was the first one there, though. Gain of zero on the play. We're going to have third and short, less than a yard from their own 24. Falcon defense digs in, looking for another Great Western Bank. Great play of the game to begin, and the runner gets around the end. First down, and coming up the Falcon sideline, driven out across midfield, number 35, Gunner Miller. Miller is the, I believe, the third leading rusher in the district, but well behind Clayton Keeper. So, for the second time, Moravia's got the ball on the Wayne side of the field. 18-yard pickup and a first down. And this time, losing a little bit there. I think Clayton and was in on that one. They had lost back to the between the 39 and 40. Loss of three on the play. And from their own 39, it'll be second down. Second down, Wayne has not seen a second down when they've had the ball yet. They've had three plays, two of them touchdowns, and the other was a first down run. So, short drop, throw over the middle. Oh, in and out of the hands, actually, of Carpenter. The intended receiver was number one, Avery Wayville. But Trent got in on that one. 7:29 to go in the first quarter. Wayne leading 14-0. With a back out in the slot, one with the quarterback in the shotgun, throwing over to the right side over the head of the intended receiver. Incomplete. Briar Cochran, the Moravia quarterback, is fourth and long. There's a decent breeze, but it's really not, I guess if you had to say, it's more of a crosswind, but it's a little bit into the Mohawks. But mostly blowing from the south, or the southeast anyway. Wayne traveling left to right on your computer screen. High snap, but he gets it. Oh, and Evan Sinclair went in for the block. A high punt down inside the 30 to about the 25. It'll be down there by Moravia. So Wayne will take over for the third time. They've had it at their own 28, a one-play drive, pass to Trent Carpenter, Dylan Lane for a touchdown. And then a Clayton Keeper 16-yard run, followed by a 41-yard run by quarterback Dylan Lane. Falcons lead 14-0. Lane in an empty backfield shotgun formation, throwing it over to the left side. It's complete to Tyler Jamison. Nice catch. Gets out there past the first down yardage. And the Falcons postpone second down once again. Ball's on the 37, a 12-yard pickup. So from there on 37, Carpenter splits out left. Keepers are in the eye behind Lane under center. Hand off to Clayton on the right side. There's room. He gets out. He's in the secondary. One man to beat. Oh, not even close. Not even close. Clayton Keeper, 43-yard touchdown run. Clayton Keeper, 6:39 to go in the first quarter, and Falcons are in the end zone again without a second down play. Clean snap. The kick is good by Dylan Lane. Good to have him back. And we've got a score to report. HLV 12, Twin Cedars 0. And here it's Wayne 21, Moravia 0 at homecoming. Hot, fresh food, a country atmosphere, and plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's has a menu to please everyone. Everyone is headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Once again, we've got a spy in Bussy tonight, and he reports an HLV 12-0 lead. Dylan Lane set for a Chambers and Ruff Law Firm kickoff with 6:39 to go. Quarter number one. It's another high, deep boot. Carries into the end zone for yet another touchback. His 10th of the season. So from their own 15, Moravia will get the ball for the third time tonight. Falcons are 3-for-3 and putting touchdowns on the board. We're not yet halfway through the first quarter. It's 21-0. If you just joined us, and if you're just joining us now, shame on you. This is a great game. It's a beautiful night. It's homecoming. Big crowd. There are a lot of people, too. Run to the left side and trying to turn it up, but nothing there. Blake Baker, Clayton Keeper, and Ethan Horton, I think, in on them. And it will be a gain of about 3. And the ball sits at the Falcon 18, or the Mohawk 18, sorry. We're under 6 to go now in the first quarter. Handoff into the Falcons secondary, brought down by Ethan Horton. It's across the 20, though. To the 21, pickup of 3 more on that. It'll be 3rd and 4.
And about a 3 on the play, it'll be 3rd down and 4 for the Bohawks.
5:30 to go in quarter number 1. Here from Sailing Field on a beautiful homecoming night. The band, marching band, played the national anthem, did a great job as always. Congratulations to Ann Jekyll. So, Falcons are into the backfield quickly. Blade Baker, Evan Sinclair. Good job on the defensive line getting off the ball. Loss on the play. Loss on the play all the way back to the 17. Loss of four.
Loss of four play makes it 4th and 8 for the Mohawks.
Moravia now in punt formation once again with 4:43 to go. Carpenter standing at his own 33. Low snap. And the ball bounces. Carpenter fields it at the 28, coming upfield and gets to midfield, slips and is taken down there.
Trent Carpenter on return to the pound.
So a 12-yard return. And the Mohawk quarterback is holding his arm as he's heading off the field. So from the midfield stripe, with 4:24 to go in the first quarter, Wayne puts it in play. Hand off to Carson on the left side, and there it is. Wayne will see second down for the first time tonight. A 3-yard pickup is a bad thing on this night, apparently. And the Falcons, we were hoping with this big delay this year to be in a new press box, but hopefully this one will hold up for 4 or 5, maybe 6 games this year. We'll go from there. Lane in passing formation over the middle, dropped by Horton. Incomplete. Intended for Ethan, and 3:46 to go in the first quarter. Wayne up 21-0. And it'll be third down now from the Moravia 37. Horton and Carpenter to the right, and Jamison split out to the left. Lane with Clayton behind him. Option play. Pitches it to Clayton. He's got a first down. He's got a more. Oh, my. We're looking at speed. I can't. Wow. To the house. Judge Ranch House. Touchdown, Clayton Kiefer. And when I said, look at that speed, it was a rhetorical comment because listening here, you're probably not looking at it. And if you are, there's a little delay in our ability to stream this. So you would have already seen it by the time you hear it. 3:37 to go in the first quarter. Wayne in the end zone for the fourth time. Snap is clean. The kick is up and good by Lane. So, unofficially, I've got Clayton Kiefer with 3 carries, 96 yards, and 2 touchdowns for the Falcons. And it's 28-0 Wayne with 3:37 to go. One more touchdown and PAT, and the Falcons go into continuous clock mode, which will be good for the kids eager to get to the high school dance, but a little more difficult to get everybody in the game. Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with the best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They got over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships, and their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff by Lane. High end over end into the end zone once again. Another touchback. And again, the latest report I have on the Twin Cedars HLV game says HLV 12. Twin Cedars 0. Here we've got Wayne leading 28-0 over Moravia. Mohawks with the ball from their own 15. Handoff up the middle. Not much there. Clayton, I think, was in on that. will be spotted pretty much right where it was. So, second down 10 from their own 15. .305 to go in the first quarter. Wayne leading at homecoming 28-0 over Moravia. One right, wide receiver to the left, covered by Carpenter. Handoff comes to the left side. Lane grabs him, and Clayton hit him high. Dylan grabbed him around the waist, and Clayton finished off number 7, Trevor Cormany. It was a pickup of about 4, though. And so it'll be third down from the 19. Third and 6 to go with 2:20 left in the first quarter. Wayne up 28-0. Shotgun and pressure by the Falcons. Here they come. Wrapping him up is Blade Baker. And taking down the quarterback, Tyler Jameson, in the area, but a sack by Blade Baker inside the 15. Loss of 4 on the play right at the 15. They'll spot it. And fourth down, they will punt again. Carpenter heads back. He's standing on his own 35. Ball is at the 15. Let's see if they punt to Trent this time. And we've got a penalty stopping the play.
Flag on the play.
And motion against.
Ball started against the Mohawks.
Back him up 5, and we will look at an update. Oh, hey. On that previous report, HLV got a 2-point conversion on that touchdown. They're up 14-0. And again, that game is of importance, great importance to the Falcons. If HLV wins, Wayne still has a shot at the district title. If they can win out, they will play HLV here at home to end the regular season. Carpenter fields it at the Mohawk 38. Will head left. Jukes one. Got some space on the left side. Diving up near the 10. Punt return by Trent. And he's got it down to the 12. So a 30-yard punt return for Trent, and the Falcons are in the better equipment red zone, bouncing off the first runner and running over the second is Clayton Keeper. He appears to be in the end zone. Touchdown, Falcons. Keeper with a 12-yard touchdown run takes it to the house. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. So with 48 seconds to go, and this PAT is pretty important. It'll move us into continuous clock mode if it's successful. And Lane puts it through. And so Wayne leads 35-0 with 48 seconds. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We will not be in continuous clock until after the first quarter. But 12 more for Kiefer. You have to complete the first quarter before you go into continuous clock. But we're less than a minute away from that. Kiefer has, by my count, 108 yards on 4 carries and 3 touchdowns. So we're awaiting yet another Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff here by the Falcons on a great Western Bank, great play. Third touchdown of the first quarter for Clayton Keeper. He's over 100 yards. Lane has it teed up. He's put the last three into the end zone. Oh, this one's shorter, and will be it'll bounce inside the 20, fielded at the 11, and heading upfield. Oh, what a hit! Allard Lumber Company, big lumber hit. I think that was Dylan Lane. That is an Allerton Lumber Company laying down lumber by Dylan Lane. Falcons lead 35-0 with 33 seconds to go in quarter number one. Ball sits at the 25 of Moravia. Backs in the eye. Miller hands it off to the tailback. He's across the 15. Gunner Miller gets out to the 18. Oh, I'm sorry, the 28. 3-yard pickup by Miller. And 7-6, they're still in the huddle. That's going to end quarter number one with the first quarter score weighing 35. Moravia 0. Beautiful night for homecoming in Corydon, Iowa. And the Wayne Falcons taking full advantage against a Moravia team that has to be a little bit shell-shocked. They have tackled Clayton Keeper on one of his four carries so far tonight, but that was a 16-yard pickup. And he is over 100 yards in the first quarter alone on four carries. Dylan Lane with a 52-yard touchdown bomb and a 41-yard touchdown run, and five extra points booted through as well. So 11 points scored by Lane, 24 points by Keeper in the first quarter, and Moravia sits with one first down. So, ball is at the 28-yard line. Moravia will have it. It'll be second and seven. And we will be in continuous clock mode here, hopefully for the rest of the game. Stay ahead of the changing weather in Iowa. Keep more of your money in your pocket by renting the equipment you need at Mack Hardware on Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Mack Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, pole saws, and more. Call 774-0410 for more information. Mack Hardware in Sheraton. Cheerleaders appear to not have enough arm to get a t-shirt to the press box tonight. We'll have to work on that throughout the season. Falcon defense digging in. Again, they've only given up one first down so far in the game. Pitch back coming to the right side, and Carpenter grabs on and is helped out. Gunner Miller gets over the 30. And the ball's at the 32, gain of 4. And it'll be third down. And they got to get to about the 35 for the first down. So right now, about 3 yards short, it'll be third and three, 11:20 to go, quarter number two. Hand off, or option play to the left side, and the quarterback is stacked up and thrown down. Jellison in the area, Overstreet in the area. Jeffrey Middlebrook in the area. Good to see a bunch of Falcons getting in tonight. Keaton Nickel coming in now. And it'll be fourth down Again from the 32, no gain on the play. And we're in the second quarter. Wayne leading 35-0. Falcons going into PlayStation mode tonight. Carpenter stands at his own 20, awaiting a punt. This should be a little better punt with somewhat of a wind. It's a fake run up the middle, and the punter is hit a couple of times, and he is, although a generous spot, is going to be very near a first down. The punter took it and ran right up the gut. A couple of arm tackles, not good enough for the Falcons. And it is spotted just across the 35. So that's a first down for Moravia, their second of the game. And they will put this one in play from the from their own 35. Got an update here in just a moment, and the pass to the right side is complete across midfield, knocked out of bounds by Carpenter. That's number 44, Scott Close, for Moravia. And the ball will be spotted at the Falcon 32. Plus 13. So the from the Falcon 32, and we've got what I think is an update here. Handoff up the middle, pushing the pile down to about the Falcon 30, gain of two. And we have a score to report after one quarter of play, HLV 14, Twin Cedars 0. That game's in Buffy, too. From the 30, it'll be second down. And Moravia wants a timeout. And so Bredo timeout has been called, and if you want a great timeout with your family, go to the Bredo Pizza in Corydon. When you have an accident, whether it's an animal or a tree that's messed up your vehicle, you can count on Smith Auto Body in Sheraton to get your vehicle back to the way it was, all shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body, 775-0008 for all your auto body work. The Great Western Bank in Corydon reminds you that a home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping to make life great. Life is great for the Falcons right now, leading 35-0, 8:11 to go in the second quarter. Clock in continuous clock mode here, and Aaron Hornberger on the line for the Falcons. Draven Jellison in there. Levi Overstreet. Those are your three down linemen for the Falcons. Baker now comes in. No good jump on the ball, but the handoff on the left side picks up yardage. That's number 7. Trevor Cormany. And the ball will be spotted at the 27. Gain of 3. And Twin Cedars is in the end zone. It's 14-6. We're in the second quarter there. We're in the second quarter here. But it isn't 14-6. 35-0 Wayne lead. Dropping back to pass, throwing it over the left side. It is, haven't seen the ruling, incomplete on the far sideline. Jellison comes out, and Carson Kiefer comes in on fourth down and a long four from their own, or from the Wayne 27. Favor the Falcons. What a great start to a homecoming night. And dropping back to pass, he's going down. Tate Van Dyne into the backfield. Levi Overstreet back there too, but Van Dyne said... Tate looked at Levi and said, race you to the quarterback, and he won. The tackle is all the way back at the Falcon 35. Loss of 8 on the play on fourth down. That's a turnover on downs for the Falcons. Or to the Falcons, anyway. So from their own 35, throwing on the right side complete to Carpenter, juking and shucking and jiving and spinning and taken down inside the 25. First down, Neeson Pharmacy, first down for the Falcons. Ball will be spotted at the 24 of Moravia. So 5 and 16, 21-yard pickup there. And right now for the Falcons, by far their worst offensive play of the night was a 3-yard gain. Dropping back lane, throwing over the right side, complete to Jamison into the house. Judge Ranch House, touchdown Falcon. Flag down on the play. Flag is at the 30-yard line. I think it'll come back. It's a holding call against Wayne, negating the 24-yard touchdown. Okay, yeah. We have a new worst play of the night for the Falcons. The worst play is a do-over. But it will be... it'll be backed up 10 yards from the 30, back to midfield. So, started from the 24. They have to get to the 14. They got about 26 yards to go, but it's first down. Lane dropping back, rolling to his left side, throwing it over to Jamison again, over his head, incomplete. Just a little lob. There was nothing between Jamison and the end zone. Well, I guess the ball was between him and the end zone, but that was it. 4:40 to go and counting in the first half, second quarter action. Wayne leading Moravia 35-0 at Sailing Field in Corydon. Carpenter splits out wide to the left. Carson, the only back. Clayton off to the right. Throws over the middle to Jamison. Oh, I thought it might be a hook and lateral. Carpenter was heading that direction. Complete to Jamison, and he is inside the 20. Ball will be spotted at the 18, so a pickup of 22.
Third down and 5 to the Falcons with the Bullhawks. 18.
So Falcons have to get to about the 14, so four plus yards to go. Timeout. Red Doe timeout called with 4 minutes to go. And if you're looking for a good timeout with your family, go to Red Doe Pizza in Corydon. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Personal, friendly, and reliable Neeson Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy. Neeson Pharmacy is on the southwest corner of the Corydon Square. Check out their selection of Iowa and Iowa State apparel. This Neeson Pharmacy first down has the ball at the Mohawk 18. Carpenter. Carpenter wide left. Clayton in the slot to the left. And from the 18, it's third down under center. Dropping back and throwing it to Trent. Not sure. It's ruled incomplete. He was right along the line of scrimmage, just a one- or two-step drop by Dillon. But now it's fourth down for the Falcons. Lane brings the play back in. We're at about 3.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Wayne leading Moravia 35-0. And the handoff is to Clayton. He's going to run to the right side, and he is gone. Into the house, 18-yard touchdown run, Clayton Kiefer. Clayton Kiefer has now carried the ball five times and been tackled once. .319 to go in quarter number two. Snap and hold are good. Dillon Lane's kick is just to the right of the homecoming court, but it's through the uprights, making the score 42-0. Speaking of score updates, let's see if we have one. By last report, it's still 14-6 in favor of HLV over Twin Cedars. But here, it's all Falcons, 42-0, 3:19 to go in quarter number two. Wayne leading Moravia at homecoming. Is that Trent Moore kicking off? Trevor Wilson, number six. I thought it was number eight. Trevor with a short kick fielded at the 20. And brought down just across the 25. And it'll be spotted at the 26, 6-yard return on the Trevor Wilson kick. And Moravia will start from their own 26-yard line. Falcons leading 42-0 with 2:45 to go. Alvia leads Bondurant Farrar 2-0. Sheraton 6, Winterset 0. This is courtesy of the Thunderbolt app. You'll want it if you don't already have it. Handoff up the middle, picking up some positive yards before being dropped by Dillon Lane, Keaton Nickel, and Clayton Kiefer. Ball is spotted at the 29, pickup of 3 on the play. Norwalk 7, Oskaloosa 0. Don't have a score yet on the Melcher-Dallas Tri-County game. That one of interest to District 5 fans. Handoff coming to the right side. Gets through the line and out near the 35. It'll be close to first down yardage. Brought down by Dillon Lane and Keith Nickel in the area again on that one. And it'll be spotted just short of the 35. So a pickup of 6. Third and about 1 for Moravia. Minute 15 to go in the second quarter. Wayne leading 42-0. Hand off, first down yardage. Into the backfield, brought down by Keaton. Keith Nickel and Ethan Horton. Ball sits at Falcon 37. 8-yard run there. First down from Moravia. We're under a minute to go in the first half. And again, we'll have a special halftime guest for you. Flag down and play, but that doesn't stop a clock. Oh, it does stop a clock. Bravia will back up 5 yards, and we'll do that one again. So from their own 38 now. And we're under a half minute to go in the second quarter. Bravia with the ball, their own 38. Handoff stuffed by Evan Sinclair and Clayton Kiefer. And that'll be a Red Doe timeout for Bravia with 16 seconds to go. Loss of a yard on the play. And if you're looking for a good time out with your family, go to the Red Doe Pizza in Corydon. Seconds to go. Quarter number one, Wayne leading 42-0. List your real estate with Red Hot Realty. Red Hot is your real estate A team, and they have an A list of buyers to get your property sold. List it, sell it, call Red Hot Realty at Sheraton, 774-4242. And your Corydon Hy-Vee has a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. We'll have your Hy-Vee halftime coming up a little over 16.7 seconds from now. As soon as the ball is set, they will signal to start this clock. Shotgun snap, direct snap, and the runner stiff-arms one Falcon, brought down from behind by Tate Van Dyne inside the 30. Two, one, that'll end the first half as they got to the Falcon 25. So give them 18 yards on that run for Miller. And your halftime score, Wayne 42, Bravia 0. And we will get set up here for your Hy-Vee halftime with a special guest entering the press box. Special guest. Well, I'm being corrected. She is not only a special guest, she is a special ed teacher for the Wayne Falcons, but probably better known to many of you as coach of the Lady Falcon softball team. And our guest is Heather Fortune. Let me hand her the mic and test it, Lee. Again, Trevor Wilson, maybe. Blake Housley in there. That might be his first game this season, coming off a hamstring injury. Yeah. Keaton Nickel, Shea Holman, and Isaiah Bradford in there, fielded inside the 15, and getting out. Overstreet saves the day with a shirt-grabbing tackle. Good job, Levi. And ball will be spotted at the 30. So they'll put in play from their own 30 with Wayne leading 42-0, and we begin the second half with continuous clock mode. Lots of new, I'd say faces, but you really can't see a face on a football game with the helmet. They're looking the other way. Handoff in the middle, grabbed in the backfield, tackled for a loss. Clayton Kiefer was in on that, and Blake Baker was in the area. Dylan Lane was in the area. And the loss is back to the Falcon, or the Moravia, 28. Loss of two. Second and 12 for Moravia. Up the gut again, back to the 30, and brought down there by several Falcons. Jameson, Baker, Lane, Carson Kiefer. And it'll be marked at the 31, gain of three. It'll be third down and nine. Third and nine from the 31. Falcons leading 42-0, 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. Falcons looking to get to the dance early tonight. Disrupted play in the backfield, and Carpenter slowed him up. Jameson in the area. And now Trent will retreat to field a punt. 9.5 minutes to go, loss of a yard. Now Carpenter standing at his own 21, awaiting the Moravia punt, or hoping for a Moravia punt. I don't think they'll go for it this time. Got away with it once, but they only needed 3 yards on that one. 9:10 to go in this third quarter. It is a short snap, and they are trying for it. Option play, pitch back to the punter. Wow, what a hit. Clayton Kiefer on the far sideline. It was one of those where, like, if it was a cartoon, it would be the kind where they pull the rug out from under him and the legs go up and they come down. Just clotheslined him, took him down, and the ball sits at the Moravia 33. Dropping back his lane, throwing it long on the complete. Jameson catches it at the 10, untouched into the end zone, to the house, Judd's Ranch House, touchdown Falcons. Nice spiral by Lane, and this time Jameson kept moving, got under it, got it out with his hands extended. 33-yard touchdown. Lane, it remains perfect on his PATs. 8:21 to go in the third quarter. And he's making me look good for my pick of player of the first half, coming right out throwing a 33-yard touchdown. First play from scrimmage in each half for the Falcons is a long touchdown pass by Lane. And this one puts Wayne ahead 49-0. His second touchdown pass, he has a 41-yard touchdown run and seven successful PATs. And Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kickoff coming up. All right, so we have Wick. We have Matley. We have Wilson. We have Bradford. We have Housley. We have Nickel. We have Holman. And your Chambers and Ralph Law Firm kicker is Levi Overstreet. A high chip shot to the near side, bouncing out of bounds, nearly fielded by Chase Wick. I apologize, Jesse. Jesse Wick called him by his brother's name, and that might not go over well. But he didn't hear it because he's on the field. So, from their 25, the penalty on the kick out of bounds. Moravia will snap it for the 25 with 8:20 to go in quarter number three. Wayne leading 49-0. stuff to the left side, hitting the backfield. Van Dyne was in on that one. And the spot will be right back at the 25, so no gain on the play. Under 8 to go in the third quarter. Wayne leading 49-0 over Moravia. Haven't got an update for a while from Bussey. Midwest Heritage offers a full suite of financial solutions. Pass play to the right side, complete. Brought down in the secondary by Lane, out past the 35. That'll be a first down from Moravia. Gain of 12 to the Falcon 37. The Moravia 37. Get your deposit and loan products, as well as financial planning and insurance services from Midwest Heritage Bank. Don't forget, the place to meet before the game and the place to celebrate after the game is Brendo Pizza in Cordon. We'll see you at Brendo Pizza. Quarterback draw, and nice hit. Jameson was looking to tee off on it, but looks like Clayton Kiefer got there first. Flag down on the far side of the field. And it is against Moravia. And the traveling penalty is the decline. False start against Moravia, but the penalty will be declined. And the result of the run was a loss to the Falcons, or the Moravia 35. So it'll be 2nd and 12 for Moravia. Two receivers out to the left, one to the right, and under pressure, the throw is screened to the center, but nothing doing there. Incomplete. Moravia with minus 9 yards total offense last week against Melch Dallas, and not doing a whole lot better in this one. Just, I think, 5 first downs in the first half. Well, of course, the Falcons didn't have very many first downs because they went all the way to the end zone. Dropping straight back to the quarterback, Jameson under pressure, intercepted, picked off by Lane inside the 30. Coming up the near sideline and shoved out of bounds in Mohawk territory. Intercepted at the 28. And so he gets to the 29 of Moravia, so it'd be 12 and a 23-yard return. And so, from the 29 of Moravia, Lane will take the snap, fire it near side, Horton complete, ducks his head, knocks a Mohawk over, keeps going, dancing along the sideline. Nice running by Ethan Horton after contact. And gets inside the 15 to the 14. So a 15-yard pickup by Ethan Horton on the play, pass play from Lane. Handoff is to Carson up the middle and inside the 10. Gets to the 9. They are in business right now. In the Better Equipment Red Zone, Falcons looking, let's see, Horton to the right. Jameson, the tight end, is on the right side of the line. Horton split out wide left. Two backs behind Lane under center. Pitches it to Carson on the right side. Hit the backfield. Nice play by the Moravia defender. Didn't get his number on that. Ball is spotted at the Falcon 10. That is the first negative play other than the penalty, I think, for the Falcons in the game. But it was it wasn't Carson's fault. It was just well defended. Down to 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Carpenter wide left, backs in the eye, Lane under center, fakes the handoff to Clayton, rolling left, throwing left. Oh, in and out of the hands of Carson Keeper at the goal line. Incomplete. Carson's mad at himself. That ball hit him in the hands. And flags down after. And the penalty will be. Oh, come on, guys. It appears as though, in Carson's frustration, he slapped down at the field, and it's going to be ruled. Okay, wait. Well, all right. That one makes a lot more sense. Ineligible receiver downfield for the Falcons. 1.5 minutes. Penalty. 4.5 for the Falcons. Penalty declined. They'll take the incomplete pass. And now the Falcons fourth down. From the 10, faking the handoff, rolling right, throwing toward the end zone, dropped again at the goal line by Jameson.
That is intended for number 44, Tyler Jameson.
That is a turnover on downs, and that is the first Falcon drive without a touchdown in the game. We're at 48 seconds and counting. The ball's at the Moravia 10. No hurry by the Mohawks. Just have 12.5 minutes to go and 49-point gap to make up. But walking up to the line, 28 seconds now and counting. It's a option play to the left side and... not much there. Overstreet on the tackle. Loss of a yard on the play. So from the Moravia 9, they will not get this play off. That'll be the end of quarter number 3. Wayne leads after three quarters of play, 49-0. In favor of the Falcons after three quarters of play. Bingham Construction reminds you, trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham, 641-203-0578. They'll get the job done. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco family owned since 1979. Offering you the selection of quality sporting goods so you can play proud. Every inch counts in the red zone, just like every inch counts for farmers out in the field. At Case IH, we're helping farmers get the most out of every acre with products that are powerful, productive, and reliable, so they're ready for the challenges ahead. The world of farming is changing. Be ready with Case IH from Better Equipment on Highway 2, 2 miles east of Florida. Oh, my goodness. Halftime score, HLV 52, Twin Cedars 6. Is that right, Gail? Gail sent me that. Is that right? 52-6 at half? I'm not complaining or anything. Don't get me wrong. We're here 12 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and it's 49-0 in favor of the Falcons. Moravia with the ball at their own 9. It's 2nd and 11. They're now in the gun. Oh, I'm being told that is a correct score. And a sack or a tackle by Tate Van Dyne. And it is behind the line of scrimmage, so that is another. That is another Farm Bureau sack for Tate Van Dyne. And the ball is at the, call it the 8. It'll be 3rd and 12 now. Shotgun, rolling, throwing a screen pass, caught from behind by Van Dyne. Pass is complete. And, but he only gets out to, ball be spotted at the 15, so a gain of 7. And in punt formation is Moravia, and this will be slightly into the wind. And, couldn't decide their formation. I think they're wanting to flip their formation and put a man in motion on a punt. And backs them up 5. They're now balls at just inside the 10. Carpenter standing at midfield. Pressure up the middle from the Falcons. Oh, Ethan Horton nearly got a hand on that. The punt is to the near side. And the ball goes out of bounds, spotted at the 26. So, Wayne calls timeout, a Fresno timeout. If you want a good timeout with your family, go to the Red Dough Pizza in Corydon. Cheerleaders again throwing T-shirts, but can't get it to the press box. Great night to be a Falcon. Wayne leads 49-0, fourth quarter, 9:35 to go in the game. This one, the outcome has not been in doubt from the beginning, but what we've also been with great excitement looking at the scoreboard and seeing just a great 52-6 HLV lead over a Twin Cedars team that handled Wayne earlier. Wayne beaten by HOV at their place last year. We get them at home to end the season. This could get interesting over the next 4 or 5 weeks. Stay tuned right here on KIICradio.com live stream for more in for at quarterback for the Falcons. Hands off to Carson trying the left side, and he'll be brought down for a loss. So back to the 29, loss of 3 on the play. So from the Moravia 29 now, it'll be 2nd down. Got Jellison in on the line. Handoff is to the fullback coming through is Baker, moving from left guard to fullback. Don't see that very often. But Blade gets down to about the 25. Jellison, Keith Nickel in, it looks like a tight end. Jameson now blocking for Carson at tailback now. And pushed out of bounds on the near sideline. Not much gain, if any, there. I guess he does pick up the yard. So they're inside the 25 to the 24 now. And it'll be fourth down, Wayne. About seven to go. Shea Holman splitting out wide to the left. And Jesse Wick to the near side. And let's see if Moore puts it there. Almost bobbles the snap, and he'll go down. Good pressure right up the gut from Moravia. So, lost back to the 28. Turnover on downs and a Redo timeout called by Moravia. If you're looking for a great timeout, go to Redo Pizza in Corydon. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers performance system. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-vent continuous counterflow drying. Construction, service, and supply from small hand tools to lumber. We have what you need for your next project at the Allerton Lumber Company. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, Iowa. Gordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Gordon State Bank, security for your online banking. Falcons go on the road for the final time of the regular season next week, and we'll be there from Thornburg, Iowa. If it's too far for you to drive, we'll be right here on KIICradio.com for you, live stream 4. Falcons on defense. And it's going to be a loss on the play. Started from their own 28, Raven Jellison is a man possessed, and that's a lot of possession. Seven minutes now. Ball is back at the 25. That was a Allerton Lumber Company big hit by Raven Jellison. Oh. And a flag way deep in Falcon territory there. And it must be some kind of foul against the Falcons. Lots of down. No, they were on top of his head, weren't they? Illegal participation is the call, which I think confusion in the huddle. So the ball sits at Wayne's 38. Under six to go in the game. Moravia's ball at the Wayne 38. Wayne leads 49-0. And a pass is incomplete with Trent Moore in the area, Trent Carpenter in the area. Falcons getting everybody in the game. Great to see. Nick Matley out there right now. Keaton Nickel guarding the receiver on the near side. And they're going to try to throw to him. Now rolling under some pressure. Oh, here comes Matley chasing. Oh, my goodness, big hit. Allerton Lumber Company, big hit by Jellison again. You got to love it when a guy that big acts like no big deal. He has some wheels. Big wheels keep on turning. Draven Jellison pushes them back to their own 36. Punt formation. Hunter is playing short, and he will. Oh, Keaton Nickel jumping, almost getting it. Oh, off of the turf. Falcons diving for it. I think we've got it. Whistle's blowing it. Mantley, I think, trying to get the ball and probably should have just got out of the way and let it hit on the turf. But the Falcons do recover at their own 33. And a Brendo timeout by Coach Elliott. Wants to make sure he gets everybody some action. 3:45 to go in the game. Wayne leads 49-0 over Moravia here at homecoming, Sailing Field in Corydon. Going to assume that the outcome is a foregone conclusion in this game, and hoping it is in Bussey tonight, where at last report, HLV had a big lead on the Sabres, the Twin Cedars. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton has been in business for over 40 years with a showroom of over 40,000 square feet. Stop in and check out all the recreational vehicles in stock and see what you want to take home. That's CNC Custom Cycle. Blake Housley in on the at tight end on the right side. Baker blocking for Carson. And Carson will get to the 35. Second and 8 from the 35. And it looks like Kyle Andrews, the new center for the Falcons, pitches back to number 6, Wilson. Trevor Wilson with the carry. Gets out across the 36. It'll be third down now for Wayne. And as we approach 2.5 minutes left in the game, handoff up the middle and fighting for yards is Matley, number 7. He gets out near midfield before the whistle is forward progress is stopped. Good running after contact by Nick. So from midfield is fourth down. Wayne has about 4 yards to go for the first down. Hunter Bennett in the game. Dropping back, pressure up the middle, more throws, incomplete. Flag down after the play as Moore laying flat on his back. Personal foul roughing the passer. Big break for the Falcons. That will give the Falcons a Neeson Pharmacy first down, courtesy of penalty, but we'll take it. Ball is being spotted at the Moravia 25-yard line, a 15-yard penalty. Apologize for that technical delay. We got a penalty giving the Falcons another 5 yards. And the ball is sitting currently at the Moravia 20-yard line. And the Falcons have it first and five. We're under a minute to go in the game. Wayne leads 49-0. It's going to be a Falcon win. It's likely to be a Falcon shutout. And the issue is whether Wayne can put more points on the board before closing out their Moravia Mohawks here at homecoming, Sailing Field in Florida. Wayne with a Redo Pizza timeout. Steve Bunch and the sales associates at Motor Inn of Knoxville look forward to helping you find your next vehicle. Let them put you in the vehicle of your dreams. Motor Inn of Knoxville on Highway 14 North in Knoxville, Iowa. And for many, grief doesn't end with a funeral. Randolph Funeral Home offers grief support for all ages. Let them help you and your family in your time of need. Randolph Funeral Home also sponsors our PAT attempts on the season. Dylan Lane 7-for-7 tonight. False start by the Falcons. Keegan Lindley, I think, the freshman. So from the Moravia 25, Wayne will crank it up. Hand off coming the near direction. Face mask penalty is going to be called on that one. Keaton Nickel on the carry. Or Trevor Wilson, excuse me. I need my eyes checked. That was a 6, not a 5. And it'll be a face mask penalty on top of that for the Falcons. A gain of 2 on the play. And the ball is at the 12. Half minute to go in the game. Hand off to Carson, running left, and he'll be stopped. And the Falcons do not need to snap it again, but let's see if they'll go for some experience. The ball rests at the 11. 7, 6, 5. They do get the snap. It's dropped, picked up, and given to Carson Kiefer to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona into the end zone. No time left on the clock. Carson Kiefer picks up in the second half here where his brother left off. And there'll be no PAT attempt. Your final score at homecoming. The Wayne Falcons win the game 55-0. And we will we'll be back in just a minute with your wrap-up of some statistics, and we hope to have an interview with assistant coach Valentine here as well.
Wayne Falcon football is being brought to you by Hammer Medical. Hammer Medical will home deliver and set up any medical equipment you need. They have a full line of respiratory, mobility, and accessibility products. Let Hammer Medical help you or your loved ones with your home care needs. Hammer Medical will even file your insurance paperwork for you. Hanson's Iowa Realty. When you're looking to buy or sell property, your premier realtor in Sheraton is Hanson's Iowa Realty. Hanson's Iowa Realty has been working with buyers and sellers in Iowa for over 50 years. Call them today at 641-774-5822. Betty Hansen of Hansen's Iowa Realty is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. The Indianola Auto Group.
Your local Indianola car dealers have joined forces to provide you with the best-in-class sales and service in Warren County. They have over 1,500 vehicles available at their dealerships. Their sales and service staff are there to serve you in a small-town friendly atmosphere. They invite you to visit any of their dealerships for all of your automobile needs. Noble, Southtown, and Waters. Judd's Ranch House, hot, fresh food, a country atmosphere, and plenty of room for everyone. That's Judd's Ranch House in Lacona. Judd's has a menu to please everyone. Everyone is headed to the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacona, open Tuesday through Saturday. Mac Hardware. Stay ahead of the changing weather in Iowa and keep more money in your pocket by renting the equipment you need at Mac Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Mac Hardware rents chainsaws, log splitters, pole saws, and more. Call 641-774-0410 for more information. That's Mac Hardware in Sheraton. Smith Auto Body. When you have an accident, whether it's an animal or a tree that's messed up your vehicle, you can count on Smith Auto Body in Sheraton to get your vehicle back to the way it was, all shiny and new. Call Smith Auto Body at 641-774-5008 for all your auto body work. Great Western Bank of Corydon. Great Western Bank in Corydon. A home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping make life great. Red Haw Realty. List your real estate with Red Haw Realty. Red Haw is your real estate A-team, and they have an A-list of buyers to get your property sold. List it. Sell it. Call Red Haw Realty in Sheraton at 641-774-4242. Corydon Hy-Vee. The Corydon Hy-Vee is a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. Farm Bureau Agent John Fry in Corydon. John Fry is your Farm Bureau Agent in Corydon. Stop by, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. Chambers and Ralph Law Firm. Attorney Roberta Chambers is a proud sponsor of Wayne Falcon Football. The Lucas County Health Center. Lucas County Health Center is there for you when you need them with a full line of services, from obstetrics to oncology, from physical therapy to diabetes education. We are here caring for you. We provide each patient with the highest quality, family-centered health care. Neeson Pharmacy. Personal, friendly, and reliable, Neeson Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy. Neeson Pharmacy on the southwest corner of the Corydon Square. Check out their selection of Iowa and Iowa State apparel. Midwest Heritage Bank. Midwest Heritage offers a full suite of financial solutions, including deposit and loan products, as well as financial planning and insurance services. Breddo Pizza, Corydon. Breddo Pizza, the place to meet before the game and the place to celebrate after the game. We'll see you at Breddo for pizza. Bingham Construction. Bingham Construction, trust your next building project to a winning team. Bingham Construction. Call Roger Bingham at 641-203-0578. They will get the job done. Danco Sporting Goods in Centerville offers the best selection of sporting goods in the area. Danco family owned since 1979, offering you the selection of quality sporting goods so you can play proud. Danco. Better equipment. Every inch counts in the red zone, just like every inch counts for farmers out in the field. At Case IH, we're helping farmers get the most out of every acre with products that are powerful, productive, and reliable, so they're ready for the challenges ahead. The world of farming is changing. Be ready with Case IH from Better Equipment in Highway 2, 2 miles east of Corydon. Shivers Manufacturing. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. The Allerton Lumber Company. Construction service and supply, from small hand tools to lumber, we have what you need for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, Iowa. The Corydon State Bank. Corydon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe
and reliable online experience for their customers. Cordon State Bank, security for your online banking. CNC Custom Cycle. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton has been in business for over 40 years with a showroom of over 40,000 square feet. Stop in and check out all the recreational vehicles in stock and see what you want to take home. That's CNC Custom Cycle. Motor Inn. Steve Bunch and the sales associates at Motor Inn of Knoxville look forward to helping you find your next vehicle. Let them put you in a vehicle of your dreams. Motor Inn of Knoxville on Highway 14 North in Knoxville, Iowa. Randolph Funeral Home. For many, grief doesn't end with a funeral. Randolph Funeral Home offers grief support for all ages. Let them help you and your family in your time of need. Community First Credit Union. Your voice is powered by Community First Credit Union. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is here to guide you through your finances. Check out their website, C1STYOURVOICE, CFirstYourVoice.com, or like them on Facebook, federally insured by NCUA.